I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. As many as 1 million protesters flooded the streets of Turkey Sunday. They accused the government of planning an Islamic state. While Turkey is an Islamic country, protesters don't want Islamic law. However, Glenn Penner, a voice of the Martyrs candidate, says he doesn't expect these protests to clear the way for evangelism.
Proselytism has never been welcome in Turkey. It's not illegal in Turkey, but it's never been welcome. In fact, even last Wednesday, 4 street evangelists were arrested in Istanbul for missionary activity, which isn't even a crime.
Christians continue sharing their faith despite the recent violence. Meanwhile, thousands of Christians and Muslim Dalits staged a demonstration in New Delhi, India, demanding affirmative action rights as scheduled castes. Thousands marched, requesting the religious restrictions be removed. Currently, Hindu Dalits receive these rights, giving them access to jobs, education, and more. Many believe if this happens, many Dalits will declare themselves Christian, creating an explosion in church growth and an incredible need for church leaders. And we begin a series of reports looking at short-term missions in the Western world. Has it become a fad, or is it an effective ministry? Many disagree. David Livermore, author of Serving with Eyes Wide Open, Doing Short-Term Missions with Cultural Intelligence, says,
one of the things that we tend to do as Americans is to prove a case, we have to overstate its impact and its value. So we want to call short-term missions the most important thing that's happening in the world of mission today. Or on the other hand, to say it's pointless and we shouldn't do it. And I think it's somewhere in between.
Tomorrow we'll explore the good of short-term missions. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. 175 million people in the Middle East and North Africa have satellite televisions. Sat7's giving away a free DVD to see what compels 10 million people each week to watch their broadcasts. Get your free copy at 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.